Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chachma share. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. They'll be Be'ez Hashem joining the share. Parshas Chayisara, Tov Shin Pei Vav. We did not have a share last week. As I mentioned the last time, Baruch Hashem, last Wednesday night, we were zeicha to marry off our son Chaim to his Kala, Chava, Silverstein, Sheyichyu, and Baruch Hashem was B'shateva Mitzlachas. On Thursday, I wasn't able to give the shir, although someone at the chasana did mun me and says, you owe us a shir tomorrow, Meshechach Mashir. But unfortunately, wasn't able to happen. But I appreciate everyone who sent their wishes and those who came from our chaverim and our yedidim. And Be'ez Hashem, they should be zeicha to be boina by Islam and be Israel. And Be'ez Hashem, we should continue to share simchais together. Parshas Chayisara. Perich of Dalit, Pasuk Dalit, is the Meshech Chachma we're going to learn. Avraham Avinu calls in Eliezer, and he tells him, I'm making you make a shvua. Do not take a wife for my son Yitzchak, from the Bnei Saknani. Pasuk Dalit. Ki el artzi ve'el moiladit hi telech. To my land and to my birthplace you should go. And you should take a woman, a wife, for my son, for Yitzchak. Now the first thing the Meshech Chachma says, this is not the main part of the shtickle, Hinei Omer Avram Artzi. Interesting to think. Meshech Chachma is bothered. Why does he say it's my land? It should have just said, or maybe it should have said, El Eretz Meiladati, go back to the land of my birth. What's El Artzi ve'El Meiladati, as if it's two things? Zokter Meir Simcha Lirmoiz, Kiram Aram Naraim Gamken Yeshobonov. It was a remez that Aram Naraim will eventually be Avram Avinu's descendants as well, belong to them. Artzi, it's my land. Shedavid Asilichvash Surya, because David HaMelech is eventually going to capture Surya. Surya is north of Eretz Yisrael. That's where Aram Naraim was, says Rav Meir Simcha, Betia Artzi. And therefore, it's going to be my land. So it's not just Meiladati, it's Artzi. Now you could clarify what is Rav Meir Simcha trying to tell us here. Is Avraham Avinu saying, just a Hidah, that by the way, where you're going, Eretz Meiladati is going to be Artzi? Or is there more to that? I saw, I don't remember who, a Pirish of the Meshech Chachma, that he wants to say that maybe Rav Meir Simcha is saying that already there's some Kedusha to the land because in the future David HaMelech is going to be Kivesh Surya. Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, Lai Kibush, to Shaila in the Gemara and Gittin, what the status of that land is when David HaMelech captured it, but Ep is something, it's going to belong to Klal Yisrael, and already now it's a Maila to get away from there. Ki El Artzi. Go back to my land. What do you mean, my land? It's not your land. But it's going to be my land. There's episode type of mila already that to get away from there has some mila to it. Rak says, Rav Meir Simcha, Eliezer Hishmit over Zeh. But in Pasuk Lamed Ches, when Eliezer comes along and he says, my master made me swear not to take an Isha Mibnei Saknani, Im loy al beis ovi teilech ve'al mishpachti. To my father's house and to my family, the lokachta isha livni. He didn't say artsy. He didn't say artsy. Why? Shelo yechra af lovan ubesul azeh. He didn't want lovan and besul to get angry. Oh, Rav Avinu is already handling that this is going to be his land. Which now leads us to the crux of what Rav Meir Simcha wants to bring out here. Because this really leads us to a very important question here. A discrepancy. Avraham Avinu said, El Artzi Vel Meiladati. When Eliezer repeats that, in Pasuk Lamed Ches, like we just read, he didn't say that. He said, El Beis Avi Vel Mishpachti. L'chaira, Avraham Avinu never said that. He never said Beis Avi, he never said Mishpachti. He said, go back to my land. Meiladati, Eretz Meiladati, Artzi. Ki Tachin. Ki Avraham Loi Omar Sheelach HaMishpachti. So says Rav Meir Simcha, it's possible to say that Avraham Avinu Taka did not say to go and get a wife for Yitzchak from my mishpacha. Rak el ha'ir asher noilat sham. Go back to my birthplace, the city that I was born. Umisham yikach isha afim eino mimishpachtoi. Avraham Avinu said, go back to the land, to the place, the city I was born, and get a wife for my son Yitzchak, even if it's not from my family. Rak shetehei min ha'ir hazois. It should be from this city. It should be from this city. I want to pause for a moment. We didn't have a shiur last week. But in the end of Parshas Vayera, and I said over this, part of this Meshech Chachma, this Nakuda, I didn't say, at Shabbos Shev, Rochus and Pesach. Towards the end of the Parsha, on the Pasuk of Hashem Yireh, Perek Chobetz, Pasuk Yedalid, so in the end of the piece, he brings a medrash about Shem called it Shalem, Avraham Avinu called it Yireh, and Rabban Shalom made a mix of the two names, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. Most places in Tanakh, Yerushalayim doesn't have a yud, it's spelled Yerushalayim. If you look over there, I could be we've gone through it before, but in the middle there, he says, because Shem ben Noach, by the Dor HaMabul, their job was to be misakin the midos, the hashchasa that went on in the world. To show that society is a shalim, we're one unit. Not like, I'm adding this in, not like the unit of Klal Yisrael as nefesh echad, as we said from Meir Simcha numerous times, but there's still a concept of a shleimus of a society that has to live with each other. And that's what Shem accomplished. So over there, Meir Simchas at the end says, "Ulazayis be'eretz Charan, shesham hayu hamidais loy b'hashchasa." Eretz Charan, the midais were not totally corrupted anymore. Kisham poalu shem ve'ever. Shem ve'ever were there, and they worked hard, and they accomplished certain places. I guess they were more matzliach than others, and there they were very matzliach. L'chein siva Avram likach isha livnoi misham k'divra beinu nissen b'drush hei. Sh'amidois mushreshes b'leiv habonim gam kein vein kan mokum laharich. So, Rameh Simcha is saying over there that the reason why Avram Avinu sent Eliezer to Charan to get a wife for Yitzchak is because over there Shem ve'ever had accomplished to make it that they didn't have midois mushchasas. But the Kananim did. And so even though you could have a tzaddikus, but since it's an internal, and it's something that's given over in the DNA, Mushreshes b'leiv habonim gamkein, so therefore he sent to Charan. So over there, Rameir Simcha is telling us that it's takedat mukhruch to be from Avraham Avinu's mishpacha. The Ikar is Charan. The Ikar is Charan. And that's what he's saying over here. That really Avraham Avinu, his ikar was, go to the place where I was born. Maybe he knew specifically that city was better than others. And it doesn't have to be from my mishpacha. But that'll be matim for Yitzchak. B'lachein Amar, and therefore, when Eliezer came, and he came to Charan, what does he say? In Pasuk, Yud Beis, he says, "Rabbanu Shalaylam Pasi Gimel, I'm Nitzav Al Aramayim." V'haya Nara, the girl that comes and says that she's going to give me to drink and to my gemalim, Oisa Hichach to Lav Dechal Yitzchak. Rabbi Simcha is bothered. What's going on? That's not enough that she's going to do Chesed. Doesn't she have to be from Avraham Avinu's mishpacha? What happened to that? So, to Rabbi Simcha, it's a riot to what I'm saying. And I want to put the two Rameir Simchas together. How do we know which girl is the one who's that hasn't been affected by any Ashchosas Hamidois? Like Rameir Simcha said in last week's Parsha, through the Midas HaChesed. The Midas HaChesed shows a person's not a Mushchus B'Midois. The Midas HaChesed, that is what shows. That's the source of all midas tovus, to be a meitiv, to be a nodiv. So he said, the nara that I'll see the nedivus la'atriach to bother ulahashkeis legemalav reuya hili nase leven Avram. That girl is the one who can marry Avram Avinu's daughter ulahavia l'sech beisei to go into the Avram Avinu's house tamuda chesed. Now, because if you have somebody who is such a balas chesed, she's matriach benedivos lashes gemalov, who appreciates chesed, so avada, she's zicher going to want to go and be a part of the house of the amud chesed. So, of course, it's going to be assured that this girl and her family are going to want to become mechutanim, to become Mary into Avram Avinu's house. V'loy hoyo nichush. This wasn't nichush. Now, Rameir Simcha is starting a sugya here. There's a little bit of an issue, as we'll see in a moment. But there's an isser called menachesh. Menachesh is to make signs. To make signs. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Gemara in Chulin talks about it. To make signs. If this, that means that. If this, it means that. So l'chare we have a problem. Eliezer Eved Avraham seems to be making a nichosh here. He's looking for a girl who's from the mishpach of Avraham Avinu, who's going to want to come and be the wife of Yitzchak. So he comes, he says, Rabbi Nisham, I'm going to make a sign. The sign is that the first girl who comes, and I say, give me to drink, she's going to give to me and to my gemalim, she's the one. Doesn't that sound like nichosh? In fact, there is a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Chulin Tzadihei. Tzadihei Amid Beis. The Gemara says, any nichosh that's not like the nichosh of Yehonasan ben Shaul and Eliezer Eved Avram, Kol Nachash, Bamarav Kol Nachash, Sheini Kol Eliezer Avram, Uchi Yehonasan ben Shaul, Eina Nachash. So L'chaira, it seems to be it's nichosh. It's nichosh. And as we'll see in a moment, Titus is bothered. One second. Benayach, according to one opinion, is mitzvah nichosh. What's Eliezer Eved Avram doing? Now let's pause for a moment. Let's look in the Chumash. It's Mar deKazach. If you look in the pasuk, Eliezer says, "V'haya nara shomer le'atina chadech v'eshta v'gav amish tegam lachashav oisai chach to lav d'chali yitzchak uva eidak yasisa chesed imadoni." And that way I will know. Sounds like nichosh. I made a sign, I'll know. I'll rely on it. As Rashi says, what does it mean? The Nachash is not like Yehonasan ben Shaul and Eliezer. Kol Nachash sheinei soimech alav mamish. If you're not relying on it, Kol Eliezer Avram shem tashkeini adaber bo v'im loy le'adaber bo. She gives me to drink, that she's the right one. If not, not. He relied on it totally. Uva eida. What does Rashi say? Rashi in Chumash, uva eida. Lashon techina. It's a tefillah. Hoida liba. I'm not making a sign. I'm asking Rabbi Nishom, you should show it to me. You should prove it to me. Zakta sif zechamim. Lo isha idei ha-simen ha-zei yodah. Not because of the simen. Elu ha-schol ha-zdiber shizchanu la-Hashem shi-edia liba ki osa chesed. Rabbi Nishom, I'm asking you that through this ma'is ha-siyas chesed, you should show me that this is who it is. Umarshal Pirish Dim Loikain Havle Nichush Mamish. So to Marshal, because if not, it's Nichush. Terz is part of the tefillah. He's asking Rabbanishov, this is how I want you to show it to me. But not that Eliezer Avram is making up Sanachash and just making a sign. If this happens, then this is what it is. If it doesn't, then it's not what it is. Zakt Rameir Simcha. If he doesn't have to have Mishpachas Avram Avinu, like we said. All he needs is someone who's roi to become part of Avram Avinu's household. Who's roi to become Avram Avinu's household? A balas chesed. So it's not nachash. Nachash is a simen. If she does this, that's what it means. It's not just a worthless thing. It's not just something that doesn't make any sense. Just a simen. If the wind blows this way, so then I do this. If the wind blows that way, I do this. No. First of all, he didn't need it. He didn't need mishpacha. So it could be any girl. Now, who is it? Okay, they have to prove themselves. A girl who proves herself as a balas chesed, benedivus, latriach, Lasha is a Gemalov. That's the girl who deserves to be part of Avraham's house. And I'm sure that her parents are going to be masking, because if you appreciate Chesed so much, of course you want to be Meshadik with Avraham Avinu, the Amud HaChesed of the world. So there was no Nichush going on here, says Rav Meir Simcha. You don't have to worry about Nichush. Rak. Oh, so now we have a problem. If that's true, that's what's going on here. Eliezer didn't say that. When he got to Lavan and Mesuel, he starts handling him. Says, Rak Eliezer rotza la'amezeh lohem. Eliezer wanted to prove this to them. La'amez, the emes. He wanted to prove that this is emes. He knew it's true. He knew he dived into the Rabbi Nishalam, this is about as chesed, this is who it's supposed to be. He wanted to show that Rivka being Yitzchak's wife is something that is a gzeira muchletes hashkocha pratis. In parentheses, kasher kein haya ba'emes. Itaka was emes, that's true. Omar shavram tzivo likach mi mishpachta mi beis avim. So therefore he said, it's not random what's going on here. He wanted to show, like, you know, all these different signs, because they were people who believed in this, prove it. So say, wow, mamish, punk, the girl who happens to be from the family, and it's the simon that you said, wow, it's unbelievable. But Avraham Avinu didn't need from his own family. But this was just to help them see the emes of what's going on. Then he writes in brackets, Amar Shavram Tzivo Likach Mishach Beis Aviv. So he said, oh, look how true it is, punk, the girl is Mishvach to Beis Aviv. But he was Mishana, just to make it so they should see the clear Hashkochas Hashem. Then he writes in parentheses, Ulai Sover says, Nirmaz Ba'omroi Ve'el Meiladati. The fact that Rav Avinu said, El Arti Ve'el Meiladati, why did he say Meiladati? What's the difference if he was born in that place or not? That's the place where he was from originally. You could say just Arti, where I used to be from. Maybe Eliezer thought Meiladati included me Mishpachti. Now, I don't know if Rav Meir Simcha believes this or not, but number one, could be Avraham Avinu didn't specifically say Mishpachti, but Lamaisa, he knew that Rivka is the shidduch of Yitzchak, and it happens to be from his mishpacha, but it wasn't muchrach that it should be that way. In fact, is the Ramban, after the Akedah, in Parshas, end of Vayeri, the last Ramban, when it talks about the whole yichus of all the yugad l'avram lemar, hinei yolda milka, gam hibanim l'nochra chichu, all nochra's kids, utz, buz, kmuel, so on and so forth. So Rashi says over there, all the yichus was written to get to the last pasuk of Uvsul Yoladis Rivka. But then it says, Upilak Sheshma Ru'uma, what's the next pasuk for? So Ramban says, V'yitachin, Shenichtav Zel Ledia Kol Yichus Nachar, Ki Kulam Ruin Lidavik Bizar Shal Avran. All of them really were potentially available to be Meshadach Avraham Avinu, Val Kulam Amar Im Lo Beis Avi Teilech Velo Mishpachti. Interessant. He brings the second time Avraham Avinu says it. I mean that Eliezer repeats it from Avraham Avinu, where it says Beferish Beis Avi Umishpachti. So they're all included. Now it sounds like the Ramban that's really what he wanted. But Meir Simcha is saying, no, really all he said was go back to my land. Avraham Avinu might have been miramis in the words meiladati. That's what he says. Ulai sover shezed nirmas ba'amrei vel meiladati. But Rav Meir Simcha's main vart is that it didn't have to be from the mishpacha. But he told Lavan and Besuel so they should see the hashkachas Hashem. And he also told them v'hu nichesh. He told them, I did a sign. Because he wasn't going to tell them, it's the chesed shaboy. Maybe they don't preach today the chesed. L'chatchila, he thought that whoever's family appreciates Chesed so much, Avada, they're going to become a part of Avraham Avinu's family. But then maybe when he met Lavan and Besuel, could be he didn't saw them, maybe that's not going to work so well. So I have another way. I'm going to show them a moifis. I'm going to tell them I made a nachash. I made a sign, random sign. Whoever's going to give me to drink and my gemalim, that's the one. And it has to be from the mishpacha. Look, mamish, shkachas Hashem. So he told them v'hu nichesh. And he says, look, Apella, I needed from the Mishvach Avraham Avinu, I made a Nichush sign, he tells them, and it worked. What did I end up with? Someone from his Mishvacha. Another thing that he changed. We know, the Pasuk says, that before he even asked who she is, he put the Tzmidim al Yadeha. But he told them, I didn't do it first. First I asked her who you are, then I put the tzmidim. Why? Because he didn't need to know who she was. Because he didn't need to know she's Mishpachas Avram. So, she proved it, she's a Baal Chesed, here's the tzmidim. Now let's find out who you are and let's go make the shidduch. But when he was coming to tell them, he changed the story. He told them, I did a nachash, and I need from the Mishpacha. So now I did the nachash, and I need from the Mishpacha, I better ask who she is to make sure the nachash worked. And then I could give her the tzmidim. So we changed it. According to the way he's saying now to them, Avram Avinu only wanted his mishpacha. How does he know? But the truth is, he only said, go to my city. So therefore he didn't have to ask her, because that's not relative. Whoever she's a daughter of, they'll marry Avram Avinu. She's a Baal's Chesed. Tais is in Chulin, as we just mentioned before, that the Gemara uses Eliezer ben Avram as an example of the epitome of being Soymech HaNichosh. Now, according to Remeir Simcha, he really didn't do Nichosh, but the Gemara is just showing that type of thing to rely on it totally. That's what Rashi says, that relying on it. That's what the Gemara is trying to just give an example. But Taisa Asakasha, Vim Taimer, Eliezer, Heach Nechesh, the coins of Mount Amr in Sanhedrin, Nunvav, Kolaimer, Parshim Chashav, Neach Muzralov. So Taisa says, the Hutana Savish, Lora Santima, Shigidul Abbas, me, mehi. That Mount Amr says, no. Really, he didn't rely on the Nachash. He asked her who she was, and once he knew who she was, so Mele he gave her the Tzmidim, so he really didn't use the Nachash. And even though it says in the Pasuk the order first, that he put on the Tzmidim and then asked her, Hey Mukta Mukha B'Tayram. V'chei Mukach, and it's Mukach, that's Taisus. Taisus says Mukach, that the first time around was out of order, because when he repeated it to Lavan and Mesul, says Taisus, he said, I asked her first, and then I gave her the Tzmidim. So we all learn Pumfakert. Rashi learns Pumfakert. That first he gave her the Tzmidim, then he asked her what it is. But later on he changed it so they shouldn't say you're crazy. What did you do? And we have Remeir Simcha same shot. But Tais saying, according to this Mandamar in Sanhedrin, that a guy can't do, Nachash, now could be this Gemara in Chulin is going like the Mandamar, he could do Nachash. According to the Mandamar, he can't do Nachash. So Zok Tais says, you're right. He first asked her, then he put the Tzmidim. In the original story, it's out of order. Hey, Mukta Mocher. But Haraya, when he said it over, he said it correctly. Rav Kiveg over there in Gilgan Asha says, Ayin Radak Shmuel Aleph Yodalites, Barucha. Over there is Bayani Samen Shol. There's a long Radak over there to explain this Gemara and the different types of Nachash. Yuyin Sham, if you're interested. But Zokt, back to Meshach Chachma, Vezem Mesulik, Mashik Shabbataisvis, Laman Namar, the Benech, Zavala Kishav, Leisanach, Shiv Yun Sham. Shalafi Zel, the way I'm explaining, says Rameir Simcha, Hubamislai Nechesh. He didn't do Nechesh. Akshe Sipur Lem Shasamachal Nechesh. He told them that he relied on Nechesh, Shemishvachas Avram, Kimoshamar Lifnam, Shinitstavos, that Gam came Avram. It had to fit with the story. The fact that he told them I was Netstava from Avram to get from Beisavi or Mishpachti, he needed then to say that I did a Nichush for the whole thing to work. But he only did that because he wanted them to see, as he said before, the Gzeir Mukhletis and Ashkach Abratis. But the Emes is not like that. The Emes Avram Avinu didn't need Mishpachti. Punkta worked out it was Mishpachti. But he didn't need from Mishpachti. If he didn't need from Mishpachti, so then you don't have to find a specific girl from his family. You just have to find the Balas Chesed. Like we said, they weren't Mushchus Bemidus. So, it's not Nichush to say whoever's the biggest Balas Chesed and goes above and beyond, that's the right girl. That's the perfect way of doing it. So he found Rivka, she did the Chesed, and Zahu, he gave her the Tzvidim. Now let's find out who you are, make the Shidduch. But then when he wanted, as Rameir Simcha says, he wanted them to see the Ashkal HaPratis. And perhaps, like Rameir Simcha said, that he was Beiteach, that if she's such a Balas Chesed, for sure her family would want to be Mischatim Avram Avinu. When he met the family, and especially when Lavan came running out, right? Lavan came running out. We saw the Tzmidim al Yadeha, and so on and so forth. And he saw they were money hungry. And in fact, it says he took out, the first thing he told them was, he took out the shtar that Avram gave everything to Yitzchak. Why is he handling with all of that? Because he already sees who he's handling with. These are money people. So he can't just say, oh, Balas Chesed, give me Meshada with Avram Avinu. And then he could care less about that. She was the black sheep of the family, Rivka. She wasn't loving and besuol in their chinuch. So Adrab, he has to talk their language, talks money. And he says, okay, now I'm going to prove it to you. It's mamish, you can't argue with it. Then what do they say? Me'ashem yotza hadavar. That's what they said. Me'ashem yotza hadavar. Why? Because they said, it's atak hashkachas Hashem. You told us you need mishpacha. You did a nichush. It's punked. She did it, the nichush. She did the right sign. You asked her. You gave her the tzmidim. Ah, me'ashem yotza hadavar. So in this way, Meir Simcha shows the discrepancy in the lashonis of the psukim here, and he answers this halachic shaila of how Eliezer ben Avram was able to do nichosh, mamish, mesukim, midvash, everyone. Have a wonderful day and kol tov.